Good morning and welcome to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post, and every Saturday morning, we get a chance to have some conversations with local businesses, local organizations, get to know a little bit more about what they do and what they mean to our communities. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Brooke Chesney. She's the executive director of the Knox County Child Advocacy Center and Paladin Children's Center about their important work helping child victims of abuse. But first, harvest is going strong. Maybe you're listening right now from the combine on this chilly Saturday morning. Our guests this first hour are well known to local farmers, landscapers, contractors, and more. They not only keep the farmers going out in the field, but also keep your yard looking good. From Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg, please welcome store manager Bill Shannett, and from the sales force, Mr. Greg Russell. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Galesburg Live.
Thanks, Chris, for having us.
It's great to have you here. Berkey's has been around for a long, long time.
They started several years ago in Paxton, Illinois, and they just continue to grow. And it's a family-owned business still to this day, which makes it nice, a nice place to work. It's a great place to do business with.
That's right. And Bill, you've been in this area for quite a while.
Well, a lot of people recognize me. There were several years there. I was a store manager for Jack's Discount Store back in the days when people might remember that. And then I worked for West Bay Equipment Company, which is now Berkey's store. And in the interim, I worked for Cub Cadet Lawnmower Company. And I decided to come back home, and Berkey's had an opportunity for me, so I came back.
That's right. That's right. West Bay. Boy, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. They used to be on the radio all the time. West Bay.
Yep. They were a good Case IH dealer.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg, how about you? Are from around this area?
Yes. I was born and raised around Alexis. Graduated high school from Alexis, and currently now live in Knoxville. Two kids that one already graduated Knoxville High School and one is currently still in high school.
That's right. Have you always been in the ag business?
No, I've been with Berkey's for about 6 years. Before that, I actually sold office supplies and office furniture for 15 years.
Yeah.
So a little bit different, but I did grow up on a farm right outside of Alexis.
Yeah,
so
right.
I was still familiar with farming.
All right. Now let's delve into the history of Berkey's. They've been around a long time. Lots of locations.
17 locations right now. There's 16 in Illinois and one in Indiana. At one time, we had a couple car dealerships thrown in the mix as well.
Oh my God. Car dealerships.
Yeah, we had a car dealership in Williamsport, Indiana, Attica, Indiana at that time, and also in Gibson City. They were car dealers.
Oh, for gosh sakes. But they don't have those.
No more. They focus now entirely on agricultural equipment or outdoor power equipment.
That's right. How long have they been in Galesburg? Did we determine that? You said about 16 years?
I would say close to 16 years now that they've been back in Galesburg. I came back to work for them about my 11th year right now that I've come back to the store. So.
That's right. I've always driven by that location because my dad worked at Gates, so we're always driving the road there. Always remember when it was West Bay and when I was a little kid and growing up and all that. So one of the big things we mentioned Case IH a lot. That's kind of the flagship thing.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're a full line Case agricultural dealer, but also we do Case construction equipment, which is something that in the past we were not a Case construction equipment dealer, and it is two different contracts and it's two different sets of parts manuals and service manuals, and it is quite a bit to take on.
Oh, yeah. Now, so for Case IH, you know, that's the red tractors. So, what do you guys specialize in, I guess? People know you for?
Right now, I think people know us mainly for our service.
Yeah.
We have an excellent service department. I'm one of the locations. We actually have two service managers because we do a tremendous amount of service work. We've got excellent techs, and they do a fantastic job, and we continue to grow the business in that. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, we actually added on to our shop. When anybody new buys a piece of equipment, we take them back and give them a little bit of a tour. Well, our old shop is now our outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, and small horsepower. We were hard pressed to get a tractor in the door, and now we have a big, beautiful new shop with decent lighting and a lot of place for the guys to work. It's more comfortable and it's warm in the winter and cooler in the summer.
Case construction and Cub Cadet. We'll continue our conversation with Bill Shannon and Greg Rossell from Berkey's Farm Store when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Welcome back to Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Chris Poston. After 8 o'clock, our guest will be the Executive Director of the Knox County Child Advocacy Center and Paladin Children's Center, Brooke Chesney, talking to us about the important work that they do protecting children from abuse here in our area. Right now, we'd like to welcome back our friends from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg, Store Manager Bill Shannon, and from the sales force, Mr. Greg Rossell.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. We're talking about Case IH. It's what Berkey's is one of the big things you're known for. Bill, what is Case IH hanging their hat on this year?
Well,
what's the big?
The big thing, it seems like right now, it's called Tier 4 diesel technology because of the emission requirements now in the EPA. And Case IH has gone to what they call a DEF system, where it's a diesel exhaust fluid. And all you have to do is you have a separate tank to put the diesel exhaust fluid in, and it eliminates the NOx fumes, and they call it NOx is what it's a synonym for the nitrogen and things of those natures that are pollutants.
Sure.
And that right there has made a big change in the entire industry, ag industry, trucking industry. Anybody that's got a diesel engine on the road or in a field knows what we're talking about when we're talking about a diesel particulate filter or a DEF system. And, I mean, it's gotten very technical, and we know how to handle it, and we know how to service it, and that's important.
That's right. We mentioned construction. What maybe some of the specifics of that? What are you guys specializing in as far as the construction side?
For Case Construction, it's definitely the backhoes and the skid steers have been the backbone for Case for a lot of years. And they are a leader when it comes to the backhoes as far as lift capacities. One of the things that I find ironic is on a construction piece of equipment, a large horsepower would be a 90-horsepower backhoe. 90 horsepower and what it can do. And then we get on the agricultural side, and we need 620 horsepower to pull that piece of tillage equipment.
Wow.
So it's just amazing, hydraulic power versus horsepower.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh. What are some of the and when we talk about some of the smaller size, we're talking more of the skid steer loaders? Are we talking as far as what you're getting into, Greg, your specialty?
So mainly I will sell tractors under 100 horse.
Okay.
So I will sell tractors to, a 100 horse front wheel assist, cab tractor loader to, municipalities and to...
Was that like hobby farmers kind of that thing?
Yeah, yep, exactly. Somebody's maybe got 40, 50 acres and has, a little bit of cattle and that type of thing, and all the way down. So in the Case line, I sell the 30 horse to about the 100 horse Case product.
Yeah, right. The other thing that you're very well known for in this area, Cub Cadet. In fact, nationally, you show up pretty big on the stats there too, don't you guys?
Yes. Yeah, we sell a lot of Cub Cadet lawnmowers. There's around 1,200 dealers in the United States, and we typically are always in the top 100. Several years we've been in the top 50 in the dealer network. So really proud of that. For, Galesburg's not too big of a community, and for us to be able to sell that many Cub Cadet products is very nice.
So what's going on?
One of the things that's fun about the Cub Cadet business is we sold a Cub Cadet to Grandpa, and now we sold one to Dad, and now we sold one to the son.
That's right.
And they keep coming back because the service is excellent. We have the parts on hand, and we have a selection of Cub Cadet, and I've always got somebody like Greg that knows about the equipment, and they just trust us. They keep coming back.
Yeah, Cub Cadet's got a pretty loyal following, don't they? Once you go into Cub Cadet, you're pretty much not going to sway, are you?
It's pretty obvious when your customers will come in and they're looking for parts for their 30, 35-year-old Cub Cadet lawn tractor. And the nice thing about it is Cub Cadet still has those parts available, which a lot of companies don't do that.
That's right. What's the big, what's the new thing in Cub Cadet that you guys are talking about this year?
Really, their zero-turn steering wheel units have really been really been a large part of their business for the last couple of years. no one else really offers that type of technology. So it's nice at Cub Cadet and that we've got that niche to offer someone, somebody that wants to zero turn, but they're not quite comfortable with the sticks. They still have the ease of a steering wheel, but yet have the quickness of a standard zero turn. And then another thing I'm excited about is they've started really getting heavy into the utility vehicle market. And they've come out with some real nice UTVs at exceptional pricing, you know, come loaded with options from the factory that you don't have to worry about, you know, an extra $1,200 to $3,000 add-ons
sure.
that surprise you.
So comparable to the other big names in UTVs, right? Then they're being pretty competitive.
Absolutely, yeah, oh, yeah. They're all about value. They want to be able to offer the customer a very good value.
I think the thing with Cub Cadet is that they've got everything from a 30-inch rear engine rider like that we used to have back in the old days.
Yeah.
Clear up into if you want the Cadillac, we have it. I mean, you can get power steering, hydraulic lift, and I mean, they still have the whole gambit of lawn tractors. But then, like Greg was talking about, the zero-turn lawnmowers have taken over a lot of the industry. And Cub Cadet putting a steering wheel on a zero-turn changes a lot of things. I know my wife, for instance, I've got a commercial zero-turn lawnmower. She just does not like to run it. But if I had one with a steering wheel, she'd operate it. And that's what we find a lot when the customers come in. And, you know, we let people drive them. I mean, we'll take them to their home. We'll do, you know, we'll let a lot of people don't really want, they don't feel comfortable driving them at the store. And I get that. So, but we do tell those people when they get home, especially with a stick steered machine, just don't mow near your flower beds to start out with. Stay away from the flowers.
Our guests for this first hour of Galesburg Live, Bill Shannett and Greg Rossell from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg. In the next half hour, we'll talk about a brand new line of subcompact tractors that Berkey's is proud to introduce. What's keeping them busy in the service department this time of year, and the future of Berkey's Farm Store. When Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Chris Poston. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Brooke Chesney. She's the executive director of the Knox County Child Advocacy Center and Paladin Children's Center, serving child victims of abuse in Knox, Warren, and Henderson counties. We'll be talking about some alarming statistics. We'll be talking about prevention education and the incredible work these team of real-life superheroes are doing to protect kids in our area. I hope you can join us for that. But right now, we're continuing our conversation with our friends from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg. Berkey's store manager, Bill Shannett, and from the sales side, Mr. Greg Rossell.
Thanks again.
Yeah. I want to get into Exmark. Could you help me here?
Yes. Exmark is a premium zero-turn lawnmower. They really try to cater their products to the professional landscaper the large acreage owner that wants a high-end mower that's going to last them for years.
Sure.
That's going to do the job that they don't have to worry about tearing up whatsoever.
Right.
Exmark is built out in Beatrice, Nebraska. And again, all they do is zero-turn mowers. They do zero-turn stand-ons, your traditional set-on type mowers, anywhere from 42-inch cut all the way up to a 72-inch cut. They're actually getting ready to introduce a 96-inch diesel-powered mower.
It's
going to be ideal for, like, your park districts and college campuses, that type of thing.
Again, we're talking a 96-inch zero-turn mower. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
My gosh. Amazing. I have seen those. I've seen in like a municipality or something, the great big ones, and they fly around the trees. Is that what we're talking about here? Do they go pretty fast? I mean, and very precise around, they can.
These mowers. Yeah, exactly. They'll mow basically as fast as you can stay in the seat. Their blade tip speed is turned up way, way higher than your traditional residential mower.
Wow.
And they do literally they'll spin around on a dime.
Oh, my gosh. So when someone buys one of these higher end, do you have to give them a little bit of training? Or, I mean, you know, if they're not used to a high-powered machine like that.
The one thing that Greg mentioned was the one limiting factor in the past has been, can you stay in the seat? Because you can mow upwards of 12 miles an hour with these lawnmowers. And, I mean, that's scooting across the yard. And I remember when I first got my commercial lawnmower, a gentleman actually stopped at my house, and he said there was no way that I could be mowing my grass that fast and doing a decent job. Well, like Greg mentioned, the blade tip speeds on a commercial lawnmower are not regulated like the blade tip speed on a consumer lawnmower.
I see.
And so they can turn those blades faster, and therefore you can have a faster ground speed. Well, again, the limiting factor was the ride. Well, now Exmark has a suspended operator platform that isolates you from the entire machine. So as you're going across the yard and the machine's taking all the abuse and all the bumps, you're floating along like you're sitting on an air mattress. It's just amazing. And, you know, we were concerned about that. You know, will the mower stick together? Because that before, you'd slow down when you hit a bump. Not so much now. You go as fast as you want to go, and it just does a gorgeous job mowing. And the other thing, you know, a lot of the commercial cutters, and we don't have as many commercial cutters in Galesburg, Illinois, as maybe they do in Chicago or Minneapolis.
Sure.
However, we got a lot of people at work all day, and they may have to mow when they get home at night. And right now, when the dew's on the grass and it's getting wet, with a conventional mower, you may have to knock off earlier. You're going to be out there raking your yard. Well, an Exmark doesn't slow down, and it just keeps slinging grass, and you don't have those piles that people, you know, you don't want that out there. You want your yard to look nice. That's the thing about the Exmark brand. They'll mow in pretty bad conditions, and we've had people ask us, you know, can you mow in the rain? And I don't want to tell somebody that it'll do a perfect job in the rain, but yeah, you can mow in the rain, and it'll do a pretty nice job.
Right. So, we got Bill Shannon and Greg Rossel from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg for Galesburg Live, and we're talking about some of the products that you can find at Berkey's. Precision planting, is that part of Case IH?
Case IH is a precision planting. Berkey's is a precision planting dealer.
I see.
That's how that works. We have to make a commitment to precision planting, and then we can sell their product. And I actually have I'm very fortunate because the precision expert for the entire Berkey's organization actually came from our dealership.
Wow.
So we're sort of home store for him, which is very nice. That's Jeff Stiers. Okay. And then Mitchell Wagner is a young man that we hired a couple of years ago to come in to take Jeff's place within our store to be our precision specialist. Mm-hmm. And Mitchell is, you know, college graduate. I mean, just got out of college. So the precision part of it, the computers and the diagnostics and things like that, he really doesn't have an issue with where I defer to him. I mean, that's pretty technical.
Well, maybe for the layman who's not really sure what precision planting is, briefly, what is that?
Well, the precision planting, you've got different systems that you can add to a planter. You can take we can take anybody's planter and put precision equipment on it. Mm-hmm. And there are different segments you can take. Hydraulic downforce so that your seed's always going to be at the same depth throughout the field. It senses it, the ground pressure, as the planter's moving along. Mm-hmm. And it's high speed. It's not, you know, you can plant corn at 12 miles an hour and do it precisely. They have what they call speed tubes instead of seed tubes, and there's a little conveyor belt that takes the seed down. Rather than the seed rattling down a hose and maybe not falling into that seed trench properly, this thing takes the seed and drops it in precisely the right place, that you get that picket fence stand that everybody talks about, and that most of the agronomists are going to say that's how you're going to get your best yield, if everything's coming up and is uniformity is the key to it. So
that's right.
That's where precision comes into play.
And this is all the GPS and using satellites and driving the tractor driverless tractors?
That's a little different thing.
Okay.
They have introduced at the Farm Progress Show last year, they came out with an autonomous tractor.
Yeah.
And I just saw recently that Mahindra is working on an autonomous tractor as well.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Sure how far that will be in the future, but things, you know, they are working towards that.
Yeah.
The navigation systems that, you know, we used to have, I remember when I first started working in the ag industry probably 25 years ago, I went to a meeting and they were talking about being within 15 foot and how accurate that was. And they were talking about spreading fertilizer. And if you were within 15 foot, that was really, really good.
Yeah.
And now we're at sub-inch accuracy. It's under an inch because guys are doing banding where they're banding the fertilizer and coming back and planting right on it or right next to it to try and reduce their inputs and get the most out of it.
That's
so
right.
So that's where it's at now.
The right equipment, the right system. You're going to make more money. That's what you're helping
that's
people do.
To reduce inputs really and increase their profits.
Help
that's what it's for.
More. That's right.
Because if a farmer is successful, they reinvest in their business.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
much like Berkey's. I mean, we'll reinvest in the business, and we want them to be successful. We
that's
want
right.
them to win.
That's right. Bill Shannon and Greg Rossel from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg, our guest today on Galesburg Live for this first hour. One of the new lines that you're proud to introduce is Mahindra. Greg, you want to do the honors?
Mahindra, yes.
When did you take on this line?
We've had them for about 3 months.
Okay.
Very excited to have this line. Again, you know, our flagship's Case IH, but Case IH didn't have a subcompact tractor.
Okay.
And we really needed something to fill that void at our dealership. And Mahindra made a lot of sense. They've got ties with International. I think it was back in the 60s. They actually they had a joint venture with International Harvester and built tractors with them. That's how Mahindra got their start. So,
I see.
So the subcompact tractor is going to be your 20 horse tractor with a 54 inch to a 60 inch mower deck that still has a 3-point hitch on the rear that you can put a tiller on, that you can put a rough cut mower. You can actually put a loader on the front of these, perfect for someone that wants a lawnmower around their property, but also wants a loader to remove snow, to do some landscaping on their property. So it's a unit that they can kind of do everything with.
Well, it's absolutely yeah. versatility
yeah.
because, you know, we were talking about Exmark lawnmowers earlier,
yeah.
and you can get up there and spend quite a few dollars on a really nice lawnmower.
Yeah.
And if that's all you want to do is mow grass and mow it fast, that's what you do. But you can spend the same kind of money and get a Mahindra tractor with a loader and a mower deck and have a tremendous amount of versatility. And for those people that don't want to use that 12-mile-an-hour lawnmower, this is a little more comfortable, a little more under control, and you've got a diesel engine that just runs forever. You know, right now we have a lot of people talking about snow removal. I mean, and they're coming yeah. in because they want a loader to be able to move some snow. Well, there's more than just loaders. I mean, you can put the blades on the back. There's snow pushers that we can mount on the loaders. It's a simple thing, but the small tractors that Mahindra produces actually have what they call a quick attach bucket on the front of it. So you move two levers and you can drop your bucket. And then you pull right back up into a snow plow or any other attachment, move your two levers down, and you're hooked back up again. So it's simple for people.
Absolutely. You can probably guess what's keeping the service department pretty busy this time of year. And we'll talk about the future of Berkey's Farm Store with our guests Bill Shannon and Greg Rossel when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Poston. In the next hour, 1 in 10 children will be the victim of sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. In fact, this year, this agency has seen over 130 cases in our area. We're going to learn the facts. We're going to talk about prevention and the signs to look for to know if a child may be abused. But right now, we're wrapping up our conversation with our friends from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg. We have store manager Bill Shannon, and from the sales force, Mr. Greg Rossel. You've got a good crew here in Galesburg, don't you?
We have an excellent crew. Yeah. We have our service department is probably, we are the largest service department in all the Berkey stores.
Hmm.
We have several techs, and one of the things that I'm proud about with our techs is, you know, I've got techs that have been there for several years. I've got techs that are in the middle that have been to several, you know, classes. Case IH, all these companies offer training, and it's not inexpensive, but we send people to Racine, Wisconsin, or to out into Iowa to go to different training classes. And then I have young guys, too, that come out of that we've taken from intern programs.
Right. And you get a good tech, and they build of good following, don't they, Bill?
Well, you know, it's the same thing that happens at the parts counter.
Yeah.
Customers will call in and they ask for a person by name. And you know when they're asking for the person by name that it's been successful, that that guy is taking care of that customer and they want it to happen again. It happens the same in the sales department when Greg, you know, when Greg talked to a customer and then I'll answer the telephone. And it's almost funny because I'll try and help that customer, but they really want to talk to Greg.
They want to talk to Greg, don't they? And you do. You build up this... and that's all about good customer service, right? You build a good following.
Yeah, absolutely. With any business, I mean, it's all about relationships. Yeah. And we truly want to build that relationship. Yeah. You know, it's not about just making the sale to them. You know, that's really kind of that's the easy part. I mean, we want to get to know them. We want to make sure that we're selling them the product that's right for them. And we want to be there for them after the fact. You know, if they just have a simple question, you know, please give me a call. Don't ever feel embarrassed, even if you think it's a silly question. Give me a call. We're there to help you, you know, and down the road, hopefully they'll think of me and come back and see me when they need
something else. Well, certainly service after sale. And you were talking about Galesburg has the largest service department in the Berkey's entire company. Mm-hmm. But it's because you just recently built on, right?
Yeah, when... you know, as I said earlier, you know, as farmers reinvest in their business, Berkey's does the same thing.
Yeah.
And we've added on a new tractor shop. We do the tractors and our construction equipment in that shop, and it's a much bigger building. If anybody would want to come out, I'd love to give a tour of it. We've added some techs because of the opportunity that we have more room. I mean, that was a plus. But the old shop, it wasn't hardly room to get a tractor in the door anymore. As these tractors keep getting bigger, that's becoming a problem. And so now when you come to our location, you'll see the old shop because we walked through that one to get to the new one. Yeah. And people say, well, how did you get them in here? Well, sometimes we had to take the wheels off of them to get them in the door. And so it just takes more time. So now it's faster. We're a lot more efficient. And it's a better place for the guys to work. It's just better for them.
That's right. So you're servicing tractors. You're servicing the construction equipment, also the smaller outdoor equipment as well.
You know, one of the things that I'm pretty proud of, and many people may know Alfred Adams in Knoxville, and Alfred Adams is a very technical person. He actually builds hot rod cars on his spare time, and he builds them by hand. Every piece is built by hand. He's our lawnmower service tech.
Wow.
And he's very, very particular. But when you get a lawnmower back from Al, it's going to work. We don't have issues.
That's right. And how about your, anything you sell, you're servicing there, right?
Well,
Cub Cadet and all of that.
And we do it. It's not because we have to.
Right.
We want to make sure that our techs are trained before we send somebody out. But all of the manufacturers that we deal with offer service schools. And sometimes they're online. Quite often, we have to send them to on location. And, you know, they may be gone for a week away from home, and we try and take care of the guys when they do that. But they're gone for a week to training, and they have testing and just like anybody else does.
Sure.
I mean, they need to know what they're doing before we can send them out.
So mobile service for your ag clients, customers?
Right now in the fall.
Oh, you know, you guys rolling.
We don't have enough pickup trucks.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
We've got, you know, and it's gone beyond the old pickup truck days or, you know, loading some tools in the back of a little bitty truck to head out. We have crane trucks now that can go out. We have to have crane trucks. And that, you know, again, that's an investment that Berkey's is willing to make because we need to take care of the customer.
Yeah. What are the most popular, when I'm saying popular, but what are the most frequent calls you're getting from these guys out in the field this time of year?
Well, this time in the combine situation, it's, you know, a lot of bearings and belts and you know, as the season starts, you know, you have a few maybe boo-boos because you're just getting started again for the year and things are a little tougher and things maybe aren't dried out quite like they are. At this point, things are starting to go along a little smoother. You know, there's the occasional incident, you know, the grain cart combine incident. Some of that happens. And, you know, we just try to get guys back up as fast as we can. I have guys that are committed to doing that. If they have to stay till all hours of the night, and I, you know, that becomes a safety concern for me, but, you know, they'll do whatever they have to do to get a guy going.
Well, you got these guys that are out at, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they want to try to stay out till, one or two as late as they can.
And my techs don't want to leave those guys and say, oh, I'll be back tomorrow. That's that's, you know, I've got good people, and that's right. The way they feel about it.
Very good. So. Greg, how about your smaller equipment? What are the things that people should be looking at as far as their maintenance for their own equipment right now? What should they be doing as we get ready to go into winter?
Yeah, when it comes to the space, just the lawnmowers, right now, we actually, I think, just sent out postcards for our early bird service special.
Okay.
And a lot of people do take advantage of that, you know, instead of waiting till the spring and trying to beat that rush.
Yeah.
That way, if they get it taken care of in the fall, you know, we'll come pick the mower up, bring it in, change the oil, filter, sharpen the blades, inspect their belts, you know, go through the mower for them, deliver it back to their property. And then they know that in the spring, it's ready to go.
Yeah, right. And plus, I like it because that means when you come and pick up my mower, that means I'm done mowing for the season. I'm done. Thank you.
We hope.
Berkey says I'm done. I'm okay. I'm all done. Bill Shannon and Greg Rossell from Berkey's Farm Store here in Galesburg, getting ready to wrap up our time together here on Galesburg Live. Really appreciate you being here. Let's talk about what's in the future for Berkey's.
I would say that Berkey's is, again, continuing. They want to continue their growth.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunities out there. And I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that we're actively searching those opportunities out, mm-hmm. but as they present themselves, the one nice thing about the thing I like working with Berkey's, it's a family owned business.
Yeah.
They still treat it as a family owned business, but we also, you know, they use the numbers. And I mean, we are held accountable as each of us that work in the stores, we're held accountable. It's a business. And, they do a very good job of managing that. And then when there are opportunities, we are able to take advantage of those opportunities. But again, it's having the right people. And that's why I would say, again, you know, take a look at that www.berkeys.com, and there's job listings on there. And again, we're looking for good people.
That's right. And the future of Berkey's is going to be from those young people coming up into this industry. And you have a really great internship program for Berkey's.
We have a scholarship program that I think is excellent. We deal with a college in Urbana called Parkland College,
okay.
and it's a Case IH training experience. And we'll actually pay for their tuition, give them $5,000 worth of tools in the toolboxes, give the technician their uniforms, and give them a paid internship when they complete the classes. Now, there's some caveats for
sure.
them to continue to work for us for a few years after that program.
Sure.
But we're all the time, you know, we're service techs, you know, that's what we're looking for mainly. But we also have a program where we'll, you know, I don't care if a person's going to go get an ag marketing degree.
Yeah.
We have scholarship programs available for those young people as well. You know, whether they go to University of Illinois or Spoon River College or ICC or Carl Sandburg, we do have that scholarship program available. And I've contacted most of the high schools around our area that we deal with, and the guidance counselors are very much aware of these opportunities. So
yeah.
If there's anybody out there that would be interested in that, you know, talk to the guidance counselor at the high school, and they know how to get a hold of us as well. So
wonderful, wonderful. Again, the survival of this industry is bringing those young people, getting them interested in this kind of work.
Well, I think I'm fortunate. My wife is a guidance counselor at Galesburg High School,
yeah.
And you know, we live in a pretty, I mean, agriculture in the Galesburg area is one of our mainstays. I understand Burlington Northern, the railroad, the hospitals and some of the major employers. But again, agriculture is what is going to make or break us in this area. And in most of this West Central Illinois, it's agriculture. And there are so many jobs in agriculture that I think young people overlook. It's not always going to be driving the tractor, but maybe flying that drone. You know, there's just a lot of things out there that are available.
Absolutely. Bill Shannon, store manager, and Greg Rossell, sales force at Berkey's Farm Store. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having
on
us,
on Galesburg Live. Again, encourage people to go to your website.
Absolutely.
Berkey's.com and come back and see us again soon. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Protecting our children from abuse. Brooke Chesney, the executive director of the Knox County Child Advocacy Center, will be our guest in the next hour when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.